You're listening to SBS News.
The end to Dr. Geoff Wilson's groundbreaking journey took precisely 57 days and 4 hours, covering a staggering 5,306 kilometres, bettering the previous record of 5,100 kilometres set by a South African Swiss explorer, Mike Horn, in 2017. Dr. Wilson, a veterinarian from Queensland, arrived into Russia's Novolarazevskaya station early on Saturday morning, beating the previous record by 206 kilometres, the longest unsupported polar journey in human history. And he says in his record of the journey, with very few comforts.
Man, I'm so grotty, haven't showered, have same socks, same jocks for 50, well, it'll be 58 days tomorrow. Radical.
Adventure is nothing new to the Gold Coast father of three, with Dr. Wilson claiming the fastest coast-to-coast crossing of Antarctica and Greenland. He's also the only person to have crossed the Sahara Desert and the Torres Strait wind-assisted. With his two sleds of supplies in tow, he also travelled to the South Pole and was the first person to climb the top of the Antarctic Plateau solo and unsupported. Here he is, just a short distance from his destination.
Coming into Novo, we're about 2K out. On a sketchy, scary blue ice. I depowered the kayak as much as I can. I can't do much more. I think we might be actually on the blue ice runway.
Dr. Wilson's journey included the grim task of having to trim dead flesh from his fingers as frostbite took hold in temperatures that regularly sat between minus 30 and 40 degrees Celsius. And as fur went to sleep, that was something that could change at the turn of the wind.
Had 2 hour break and the wind has just swung to the southeast, which is a wind angle that it is doable for me to get to Novo. So I can't in conscience sleep just in case it doesn't last.
After so much time alone, the Russian station where his Antarctic adventure had started on November the 7th was a welcome sight, with staff from the station welcoming Dr. Wilson again.
My feeling when we dropped you there, we felt something like something sad because you were alone. Yeah. And we turned back. We think he can do it, but he's going to be alone.
On arrival at the Russian station, Dr. Wilson says every part of him was aching from what he calls body concussion, caused by his relentless pounding over Antarctica's icy armour. All he wanted was food and sleep and a beer.
I've never had a beer for breakfast before, but I'm going to crack one this morning.
Dr. Wilson leaves Antarctica later this week and has used his expedition to encourage followers to give money for breast cancer nurses through the McGrath Foundation. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.